You know, when I was in the green room this morning, that's room number 8 over there. It's so comfortable. Come on in there before service. There's a big couch and a nice chair. You know, at this age, I'm looking for comfort everywhere I can go. And God said to me, he impressed upon me, Psalm 103, he said, bless the Lord. You know, it starts out with worship. Psalms, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. When we neglect worship, when we forget, when we neglect worship, corporate worship, private worship, we tend to forget the benefits of God. We begin to get hardened by all the other noise. When we don't take the time to come together and let God just massage our hearts, you know, massage our hearts, to worship, to praise, to fellowship, we tend to forget the benefits of forgiveness. We get hard. We become judgmental. We become critical. When we're not reminded on a continual basis of his wonder, of his forgiveness, of his love, on a continual basis, we get cynical. We get like the world. It hardens us. But he has designed a way to come together just to minister to our hearts, minister to us, and not forget that all the benefits of worship. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities. Say all. All. Whew. You know, for years I worked at the Mercy Seat Mission down on West 25th, trying to convince people of his forgiveness. Mostly Vietnam vets, in absolute hopelessness and despair that they could never be forgiven. Whew. Come in there day to day and just try to let them understand the love of God and the forgiveness of God. And he heals all your diseases. Then he just heals you emotionally, physically. He heals you. He brings healing to you, like we experienced this morning. Oh, we rejoiced in his forgiveness. Oh, how wonderful. And we get to do it all month. You know, it's the November. Hallelujah, we made it to November. Woo, here it is, November. And it's a month of Thanksgiving. And worship is Thanksgiving. That's what it's all about. And we're going to talk about worship. We're going to worship God. We just gather together. You know, get somebody who's out there, who's become cynical and critical, and they come on in and get it softened up, you know. Oh, my goodness. Is all he can do is find fault and look at the negativity. There's so much to be. This week, was it glorious, folks? Oh, God's ball, you know, the tree showed us how to die in glory and grandeur and beauty. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, it says here in Psalm 133, behold, get a hold of this. You need to get a hold of this. All right? And we read it like, you know, behold, how good and pleasant it is. It's a psalm. It's a song. Behold, behold how good it is, how good it is for brothers and sisters, for children, for mothers and fathers to dwell together. It's a song of ascent. It takes us to a higher level. And that's where we need to go all week long. You know, it's tough. We're slugging it out. And here we are. The psalm of ascent that takes us higher into another level. And we have a team that knows how to do that. How long have you been doing that, Doug? How long? Shout it out.
Well, 30, 40 years.
Do you think God's blessing is on that or anointing is on that? Yeah, I think so. You don't do something like that for 30 or 40 years just out of your own strength. You know, God pours something out. And to see it trickle down generationally, okay, there's a flow. And that's what we're talking about here. Behold, how good, ooh, how wonderful, how glorious, how beautiful, how magnificent. I'm going to sing this whole song for you. How pleasant. Oh, it is. Oh, you know what makes a dad happy? When the kids get along. That's what makes this dad happy. And we experienced it last night. It was 30. My youngest daughter's 30th birthday. Oh, my goodness. My youngest daughter. Okay. 30th birthday. And we all went to a restaurant. Her husband's family and our family sat at a long table and just ate together, shared a meal together, you know, laughed together. The boys were there. They never go to anything. You know, they were made it over. It makes this dad happy. That's what makes our dad happy. When we get along, when we love one another. Oh my goodness, how wonderful it is. My children gathering together to enjoy one another, loving one another, bringing honor to Judy and I. That's what it does. It brings honor to us. They showed up. Just show up. That's all I always told them. Just show up. And they showed up. And it was great. That's what worship is. Honoring. It honors the God who created us as his children. It brings honor and glory to his name when we gather together. Oh my goodness. How pleasant is it for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. Harmonious singing. You know how it sounds when I sing off key. I just showed you. Megan could do such a good song, thing on singing this song. I'll tell you, she could embellish it. She could make it bigger than it is, big as it's supposed to be. Oh, how beautiful, how wonderful. Harmonious singing. Oh, it's just good. It sounds good to the ear. It's like the precious oil. It's an anointing that flows and touches everybody in the room and changes their heart. If they all allow it to, transforms their hearts, their minds. It's miraculous. It's miraculous. That's worship. It says running down from on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. So it comes from the head. See, it's Jesus Christ, the anointed one. The anointing flows down from the head. From the head. I mean, the ultimate head, the one we worship, the one with hair white as wool, the one with eyes burning with love for us. See that? See, some people could only see that as judgment. They'll sing that, judgment. No. It's love. The fire of love. The fire of love just burning for us. Burning for us. Getting our attention to look up. To love him more and more and more in this hour. Oh, Jesus. Oh, he's the Prince of Peace. There's an anointing that comes down for peace and joy and love. Don't miss it. You know, you'll get cold and dry and judgmental and critical without it. You will, I'll tell you. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Oh, it's like the dew of Hermon. This is so amazing. Think about dew. Nobody thinks about dew. It's invisible. It's invisible, yet it's life-giving. It's silent, but it's life-giving. It's a picture of the Holy Spirit. Like the dew. See, something is released by the Spirit of God in this room when we lift our hearts, when we celebrate him, when we worship him. Something happens in the Spirit. Now, this is an agrarian culture, right? a culture that depends on crops, depends on the harvest. And in the dry times, the dew that came off Hermon, Mount Hermon, supplemented the rain. When you think it's dry and dark and awful out there, there's a dew. And the dew gathers in pools. See, the church is a pool. Whew. Of the Holy Spirit. And when it gathers in that pool, silently, beautifully, when we worship together, it gathers together and then it waters the region. See, in order to water the region, everybody doesn't have to be in the room, obviously. But we can bring refreshing and renewal and revival just by showing up and drinking of that life-giving spirit. That's what makes us who we are. That's what makes us who we are. Not our own gifting and talent. If that was it, this worship team wouldn't have worshiped for 2 years, you know? But 40 or more years, it's the Spirit of God on them. The Spirit of God flowing through them. The Spirit of God flowing through the church. That's what keeps us alive. Oh, it's like that oil, that dew, refreshing, life-giving. Life-giving, it covers everything. It just covers everything. You ever go out in the morning, you know, and the dew is on the grass? It didn't even rain. But God made a provision. It's been dry. It's been hot. It's been difficult. But the dew is always there. The Spirit of God is always there. I'm telling you what. When you get in that place, go out there in your bare feet. Walk around in your bare feet. It's right there for you to be refreshed. To be refreshed. It says, it's like the dew. And it says, and that word comes down to the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion from the highest place. The highest place anybody can see, that's where it's coming from. That's where it originates. A higher place than we even know of. It's coming down. Who's seated on the throne? The Anointed One. See, it's flowing down to us. It's right there for us. And people forget it. They forget all the benefits of being the beloved, being accepted in the beloved. And it says, for there the Lord commands. In that place of unity and oneness and blessing, God commands a blessing. Whew, I've been blessed by it. Week after week after week. Week after week. I didn't want to come today, but I had to speak. You know, no. It was a beautiful day, okay? Oh, maybe I'll stay home. That's how you might think, you know. But I don't want to miss the blessing. Yes, I could get a blessing out there, but there's a corporate blessing when we gather together. Neglect not the assembling of yourself together. And much more, you know, as you see the day approaching. COVID separated us. You know that? It separated us. And what happened when people became separate? They became weak. They became sick. They became isolated. They became angry. They became mistrusting and cynical. And I'm not saying there were things that, you know, were valid. But they became overcritical, over-cynical, over-afraid. Because they couldn't gather together. Or they wouldn't risk gathering together. I'm telling you what, last night to see the restaurants in the Detroit area there, we went to Stone Mad there, the city was full. Full of people gathering together, eating together, having fun together. I mean, there's anointing on that when people gather together in unity for the same thing, to bring honor, to celebrate birthdays, those kind of things, holidays, birthdays. Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful time. It says there's the commanded blessing. And life, the word is Shay, C-H-A-Y. It's a Hebrew word. I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I really wanted to name my dog this. Okay, but I didn't have a choice, so. Shay. Wouldn't that be a nice name, even for a child? Shay. And it means refreshing. Refreshing. When something transpires in this room when we worship God. Something transpires in your heart when you worship God at home. Something transpires in your heart when you walk in the woods and give honor and glory to God for it. Life-giving blessing. For how long? Evermore. It's a promise of God. You can't take it away. I don't care what people say. I don't care what they're predicting. You can't take this blessing away. Because if God's word says it, that solves it, right? That's what we say. But do we believe it? I'm here to remind you. This is pleasant. This is wonderful. This is what we need to do. This is what we need to keep on doing. Oh, it's life-giving. Look over in Isaiah. Oh, Isaiah 1:18. Come on now. Come on now. Think about it. See, that's what I'm supposed to do up here. Get you to think about spiritual things, not political things. You've been reminded enough of that, haven't you? On the TV. Oh my gosh, this morning was over the top. You know, and I know a big one's coming up, the 6th. It's coming up. But don't put all your hope in that. I've been around long enough to realize that. That's why I'm standing here. God's given me a platform to say, put your hope in Him. Put your trust in Him. Put all your eggs in one basket. Him. Whew. He's worthy. Worthy to be praised. I'm not telling you not to vote. I did already. I sent it in. Oh, people are critical of that too. I just don't like standing in lines. But I did my civic duty. Come on now. Come on now. Let's reason together. Let's think about this. We have an anointing that's come down from heaven to think about this. Not to think as the world thinks, but as He thinks about this. That's what the corporate anointing, that's the anointing that we have. It's flowing down when we gather together in unity and agreement. It says, come on now, let's reason together. What's the reason that we gather together? What's the reason for all this? Why did Jesus die? I mean, come on, let's reason together. We need to have a voice of reason. You need to be the voice of reason. When everybody else is being critical, judgmental, angry, frustrated, you need to be that voice of reason. Come on now. Recently, a good friend of mine sent me something on Facebook, you know. You know how you get something you didn't even ask for? Not a present. But anyway, it was a thing, you know, by a guy who wrote a book, and he was highly critical of the church, you know. And I watched it twice, just to honor my friend, you know. And there's a couple of things really bothered me about it. One of the first things was, if you heard me, you heard Jesus. Whoa. I mean, I haven't said that in 40 years. I've been impressed. You know, I've heard God, you know. But I mean, this is pretty strong. And I'm like, wow, well, he wrote a book. And who can you argue, you know, when you wrote a book? You know, I didn't write a book. Sandy wrote a book. I mean, you know. So, I mean, they're just, the spirit of it was critical of churches, even small churches. You know, I mean, oh my goodness. It was just like, I know pastors are working like crazy, big, small, medium, whatever, you know, to get out the good news, to get out the gospel in the way they're called to do it. I am not going to criticize them. I'm going to bless them. And we sat there and I said, we reasoned together about it. You know what? We walked off as friends, still friends. And I don't know if he, you know, agreed with me, But I thought I had some really solid things, and that's what we need to do. See, they used to do that in Washington. You know that? They weren't just cynical about one another. Look for their weak points and put them on TV. See, we become like that when we feed on that. And we think it's okay because it's being demonstrated before us by people who wrote books or in office. That's wrong. It's wrong to be critical and cynical of people who are trying to do the best they can do. As far as I know, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, that's the voice of reason. We're going to need that voice more and more and more. However Tuesday turns out, it turns out the same for us. He is still on the throne, and worship changes things. Thank you. Wow. We have power. And it's not in a negative voice. It's in a powerful voice. The voice of love and the voice of reason. Come on now, says the Lord, though your sins are like scarlet. Common denominator. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm still a sinner saved by grace. I'm telling you. Oh, don't say that. I'm telling you, it happens. It happens. Huh? It surprises me sometimes. You ever go off on somebody? Any of you? Anybody? And you always go, oh, I thought it was more spiritual than that. You know, been 40 years. You know? Oh, usually it's my wife. You know, curt, short answers, meanness, cynicism. Oh, my gosh. You going to Walmart like that? I mean, you know. I mean, oh, what a mistake that was. I mean, I'm telling you what. We need to be the voice of reason and love. In this hour, it's going to be harder and harder, but we have worship. We have praise. We have each other. We can come into agreement. We can reason together. We can find a voice of reason and love. Oh, it's there for us. Though your skins are like scarlet, they shall be. Shall be. Everybody's in process. There's a possibility for everybody. Yes, amen. You know what I get? Well, what about Hitler? Always. I mean, what about Hitler? Out of my wheelhouse, folks. Okay? Only God's big enough to do that. You know, for me to take someone, a leader, and put judgment and criticism on them instead of prayer and faith to change, to be more like Christ, to get a revelation of his love. That's my prayer, that he might know him. He might know the depth, the length of his love. Love will change leaders, I'm telling you. Did they have a personal experience like I had? I was a sinner. I had a personal encounter. Paul had a personal encounter. He was the worst religious persecutor in an encounter. God's not fine, but no one's beyond God's reach. Oh, though they are red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool. That's the faith we have to have and hope we have to for everybody, for everyone out there. A hope, a blessed hope. Oh, it's a prophetic, redemptive revelation. Isaiah had it. I'm going to read the thing on Isaiah. Says, he declares a message of hope. Isaiah's prophetic ministry spanned the reigns of four kings, wicked kings, fallen Judah. And it covered 40 years. But he still had what? A prophetic, redemptive revelation of hope in the midst of dark and difficult times. Anybody can write a negative book. I can. But to write a positive book about what we're doing in here and how we're doing it. Oh, my goodness. You have to experience it. You have to have a revelation that God's bigger, God's able, God's beyond what we can even ask or think. You don't have to ridicule. You don't have to shame. You don't have to bully an opponent, because that's where we see where they're doing it. It was not always like that. There's always been a divide. My family were Republicans and Democrats. And when they drank enough, they fought. You know what I mean? Yeah, Betty knows. Oh my gosh. You know? But in the end, they accepted it. They moved on. And they loved this country. And they built this country. You know, my grandmother was a Democratic precinct, you know, councilwoman or whatever, the first woman postmaster in Ohio. And if you needed a job when the Democrats were in office, you got it. When the Republicans were in office, you still couldn't get it. It's been like that. It's divides, see? Politics divides. We want that in the church? Come on now. Come on now. I mean, you see all the ads on TV. Shall we run them before the service? You know? No. Thank you for that no. Oh, my goodness. What's it say? Come on now. It says, if you are willing, how many are willing this morning? I am willing. I am so willing to love people like they should be loved. I am so willing to forgive people like they should be forgiven. I am so willing. Oh, use me, Lord. Use me. And obedient to the law of love. If you are willing and obedient to the law of love, what does it say right here? You shall eat the good of the land. It's a promise. It's a promise. It's a promise to a nation within a nation. We are a nation within a nation, a kingdom of God. And if we follow it, it says we'll eat the good of the land. We'll eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. And that translator says, you shall be eaten by your own words. Eaten by the sword. Your cynicism, your criticism, all that will eat you up and cause division and lose friends and relationships. It's not wise. Oh, for what? For the mouth of the Lord has spoken this. It's a prophetic revelation. It's a oh, change your heart, change your minds. It's time. There's never been a time like anything before. This is what we're called to do. Look over in Romans. Romans, it's worship. Romans 12. I beseech you, brothers. Whew, I beg you. I'm not beyond begging. Oh, I pray. This is my prayer for you. That's what beseech means. It's I'm begging you. I'm pleading with you. By the mercies of God, the same mercies that forgave you will forgive others. Oh, the same mercies that you present your bodies, your opinions, your mindsets as a living sacrifice. Oh, it's hard. Oh, it's going to be hard, I'm telling you. It's going to get harder. It's going to get harder. Oh, but we need to be the voice of reason, the voice of love, the voice of peace. Oh, that's worship. Oh, I jumped ahead of myself. Oh, my gosh. It says, present your bodies a living sacrifice. I don't care how you worship when you come in here. Just that you showed up is worship enough, you know. Just that you showed up. Everybody doesn't have to come out here and dance or do, you know, whatever. It's fun. But if you just sit there like this, that's fine. Just show up. Just show up and receive. Just show up and receive and let God change your heart. Oh, a living sacrifice. Your bodies, your mind, your will, your emotions. Oh, emotions are running wild. fears are running wild. Like crazy. Where do you think conspiracy theories come from? Wild minds. Wild minds that aren't connected to things above, really. Oh, bring them to worship. Bring them to worship. It's a sacrifice. It really is a sacrifice. Oh, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And the word service is worship. Look it up, any translation. That word, service, is worship. Come on now. Reasonable. Let's reason together what we're doing and how important it is of what we're doing, how powerful it is to your family, to your kids, all those around you, how powerful it is that they're watching you and how you're moving through this hour. That's why you're alive, because God sees you moving through this hour triumphantly in joy and peace and love. Is that anointing, that dew of Hermon to water? Are your words watering his heart? Oh my goodness, it's so incredible. And it says, and do not be conformed to the ways of this world. There's ways that seem right unto a man, but they're the way of death. They're the way of death. And we have to reason together of what, why, and where. We're going to do it all month. Sandy does a great job of it. I love it. I just love how she makes me think. She uses props to cause us to think, cause the kids to think. Oh, who are we? And why are we here? Oh, be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. People are going out of their minds. It's crazy out there. You ever hear that? Crazy out there. It's really crazy out there. Oh, but I find it wonderful out there. I find pools everywhere of love and grace. I create pools. I distribute dew. You know what I mean? There's this little girl in checkout at Home Depot. And Home Depot is not a fun place. You know what I mean? It just is not fun. I walk in there and I'm like, oh. You know. And I forget while I'm there immediately. You know, and I lost the list or left it in the car. You know what I mean? So there's this little Indian girl, and she's checking me out. She's so little, so cute, and her name was beautiful. I said, what's your name? She said, yada, yada, yada. I said, it is so beautiful. I'm so glad you're here. People need to hear that. They need to hear that because they're hearing all kinds of other stuff. You know, they're hearing everything else. Is she a child of God? I have no idea. Is she a creation of God? Yes, she is. Oh, my goodness. We need to touch. There's so many places we can touch. Tell people they're doing a great job, even when they're not that good. You know, service is down. I had to say that. We all know that. Renewing your minds that they may, but you may prove, that you may prove and bring proof to those around you that there is a difference, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Woo! The will of God. Pastor, what's the will of God for my life? You know, how many times have I heard that? To love one another. It's so simple. To love one another. Got somebody difficult to love? Keep loving them. Keep pouring out that love. Woo! Pour it out. Love never fails. Oh, bring them into worship. That's what Paul says. That prayer for Paul, that they might know the love of Christ that passes this knowledge, that they might be filled with all the fullness of God. Woo! That's our prayer. Oh, now, he gave us a reminder, which is the Lord's table, to come together. And we're going to come together. We're going to get our elements. The team's going to come back and sing that song about his love. And as we take it, they're going to start to play, and I'm going to read my last scripture during it, and or before, or as they start playing. This is unrehearsed. Yeah. Oh, aren't you glad it's unrehearsed? This is not a play, folks. This is a move of the Spirit. This is a move of the Spirit. Whew. Every time we're in this place, it's a move of the Spirit. Yeah. People forget that. They just go to church. They go through the thing. Oh, the music was too loud or too long, or they sang it too many times, and they miss the move of the Spirit. See, it's a move of the Spirit that's meant to change you. It's meant to change you. It's meant to transform you. And I think we do a pretty good job. Are you ready? So you can get up and go get your communion. If you want to, take communion with somebody. Take it with somebody.
I remember how you found me, a prayer that I prayed, how you saved me, how you changed me. Amazing grace. I'm no longer an orphan, a captive of a fool. It's good to be loved by you. How sweet it is to walk with you, Jesus. It is better than life. One thing is certain, I know one thing is true. It's good to be loved by you. You are there at my lowest when I'm needing a friend. You hear me and you help me again and again. You are nothing but faithful. I've got a lifetime of proof. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved. To walk with you, Jesus. One thing is certain, I know one thing is true. It's good to be loved by you. How sweet it is to walk with you, Jesus. It is better than life. One thing is certain, I know one thing is true. It's good to be loved by you.
I say to you, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. I've heard a lot of interpretations about this, but the simple interpretation is, again I say to you, that two of you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them in my Father from heaven. Where two or three are gathered together. Ooh, what power. Power. And I am there in the midst of them. You know, we can lose love on this nation. We can bind hatred by losing love. We can lose joy and peace. Oh, how many agree with me? Agree with me on that? Woo, yes. Oh, for there I am in the midst of them. Let's worship.
It's good to be loved.
Good to be loved.
good to be loved.
It's good to be loved.
It's good to be loved by you.
It's good to be loved by you.
It's good to be loved.
It's good to be loved.
Yeah, it's good to be loved.
It's good to be loved by you.
It's good. It's good to be loved by you.
It's good to be loved by you.
It's good to be loved.
It's good to be loved.
It's good to be loved by you.
It's good to be loved,
yeah,
by you.
It's good to be loved.
It's good to be loved.
Oh, it's good to be loved by you.
It's good to be
how
loved
sweet
by you.
How sweet. Walk with you, Jesus.
It is
better than life. One thing is certain, I know one thing is true. It's good to be loved by you. How sweet it is to walk with you, Jesus. It is better than one thing is certain, I know one thing is true. It's good to be loved by you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Father, we're so grateful this morning for your love, for this week coming up, in order that we can just lose love. Lose praise, worship, and joy and peace every place we go. Remind us, Holy Spirit, of that's what we're doing.